I think maybe at the top of the list are three things, let's say. Now, one is to foul significantly less. Atlanta had 26 fouls in the loss against Ohio State. You know, 16 of those came in the second half alone. And it's been a recurring problem. I mean, they're hitting 22, 23 fouls kind of regularly. 26 a couple times, had 27 against Gonzaga. That's a lot. That's too many. And other things probably that need to change, finishing around the rim. Illinois missed 13 layups against Ohio State, and it's just 9 of 22 on layups, and you're not going to shoot like that around the rim and win many basketball games. And I guess I'm right. The third thing is just a more consistent defensive effort. You know, there was about a 7-minute stretch or so in the first half where I think fans finally saw like what this team could be. And it was, really high pressure defense, forcing turnovers, getting really easy points off of those turnovers, and it looked great, really. I mean, it was the best Illinois had played all season, in my estimation. And then it just wasn't repeatable in the second half, at least enough. So, I mean, those are some areas that I think can be cleaned up, fairly easily. It's just a matter of doing it.
Do you write it off as growing pains, per se?
I mean, I think that's part of it. When there's so much turnover on a team as there was between last season and this season, it's going to look like this. And I mean, I didn't have many expectations that it wouldn't, especially with the number of freshmen and just really the total number of players that never played a single minute of basketball together until. I guess you can count this summer, but really until November 8th when the season started, when it mattered. So could this team look significantly different in January or February? I think that's certainly possible. It's just until they maybe start showing it a little more frequently, I don't know when that switch might be flipped.
What's the mental attitude? Two parts of this, of course. Head coach Brant Underwood, is he still optimistic? Is he getting frustrated?
Talk to him a lot after losses in the first month of the season, but he doesn't seem to be getting super frustrated. I know, after the loss of Nebraska, offensively, he said he was about as frustrated as he's been, but, this is a locker room that, he's talked about, the players talked about, they haven't lost confidence in what they're trying to do. And Brant Underwood brings up repeatedly how much he loves coaching this team because of that mentality. And it's a little different than it was a year ago. Nothing against the players on that team, but they had not experienced a lot of success at Illinois in their careers. And I don't know that they truly ever expected to win a game sometimes. And this team's a little different in that regard because a lot of these guys, all they've done is win. So this is maybe kind of rough on them. They don't have a lot of experience being on the wrong side of the scoreboard. But they still seem pretty fired up about what they're doing. And spoke with Kipper Nichols last night after the game, and that he is very much locked into that. And he was more engaged maybe against Ohio State than he's been all season. And that's what Illinois needs. They need him to be a huge part of what they're doing, just to help bring along some of these younger guys, because they're all sort of struggling right now. I would assume that has not been great. Georgi Vujacevic has fouled out of the last three games. The young guys are struggling a bit, so Illinois needs Kipper Nichols and Aaron Jordan and DeMonte Williams, Trent Frazier, the holdovers to really maybe elevate their games even more.
So the next three games, UNLV, and when we air this, it'll be today, East Tennessee State, and then Missouri before Christmas. Any thought as to what to expect, or is it you just really don't know?
I'm sort of thinking that the UNLV game, you know, that's a chance for Illinois to right the ship a little bit. UNLV is not great this year. I mean, they've got a winning record at 4-3, but they've lost in some home games to Loyola Marymount and Valparaiso, which aren't terrific losses. And they lost some real talent from a year ago when they beat Illinois in Las Vegas. So that's an opportunity, I think, for Illinois to maybe just feel a little better about itself on the basketball court. But, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. East Tennessee State is going to be a challenge. That's been a really consistent mid-major program under Steve Forbes. I mean, his first 3 years, they won, I think, about 76 games, and it's about 25 games a year under him. So that's challenging. Then, I mean, there's this bragging rights game, maybe in particular, just has a little extra something to it with, you know, Missouri potentially starting three guys that were either on the Illinois roster or could have been. And Mark Smith, Jeremiah Tillman, and Javon Pickett. So it's an interesting little wrinkle to what should be a pretty competitive game.
All right.